So here's Bernd speaking. I'm at an Open Science conference in Berlin 2019, and I'm in the front of the poster, a free preprint service for African scientists. Hello, what was the aim of this project to start an African preprint server?
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. My name is Joanna Havemann. I co-founded this together with my colleague in Benin, in West Africa. His name is Justin Sebeji Ahinyo. And the idea grew at another conference in Ghana, Kumasi, and the conference was on open science hardware. And there was a presentation held about local knowledge in Africa, and then somebody tweeted about that, and then the tweet triggered the community to suggest that we should have a preprint repository for Africa. And that's how the idea was born, and then two of us got together and started building and branding the service for African scientists.
How long run this service yet?
We launched it in June last year, so for 8 months. Eight and a half months now.
And meanwhile, how many preprints are on the server?
The growth is very slow for all preprints, not only in Africa. So now we have 36 today in, what is it, mid-March. But we're quite happy with this. So it's really not bad. And we're expecting more to submit like in the coming weeks, because we also just launched an informative website that puts together all the relevant information in one place, so that the scientists on the continent and also non-African scientists who do research on African topics can find all the information they need to then make the decision to submit to our preprint.
Have this preprint server and any focus to any scientific community?
No, we decided to focus on the region of Africa and on African topics and issues and concerns, because there's already quite a lot of discipline-specific preprint repositories out there. For example, they're also on the poster, some of them, on agricultural research, nutrition research, paleontology, social sciences, sports archive, like anything that's sports-related. Marine research, and then we figured that to give more visibility to African research results, we need an Africa-branded repository.
Is there something else special in an African-based preprint server?
The challenge is also to bridge between the different languages, and first of all, due to colonialism, which is quite recent, relatively, speaking, you have a language gap between Francophone and Anglophone Africa, and then there's also Portuguese imprinted countries. So, and then there's also the local languages, the African languages that are still and widely spoken, thankfully. And there you also have a lot of knowledge, and if you consider especially humanities, it's really important to study and discuss this in your own native tongue, in your own native language. So we want to encourage, or we actually do encourage, African scientists to also submit their research outputs in their own languages, which has not happened yet, but we hope for that to happen very soon, and to trigger awareness and raise awareness for the importance of diversity also in languages and science, not only in Africa, but across the world. If you think about Europe, for example, we have a huge diversity in languages on the continent here as well. For Africa, it's also a means to rebrand their own identity and, region-specific, and also identify and be proud of being Africans and sharing the research results that they have as African scientists in their own language, but then also to bridge across continents. We ask the submitting scientists to also make available translation in English or French or any broader language, so to speak, to allow for knowledge exchange.
In a preprint server, mostly the most guys think about texts and so on, but there are also African languages which have no writing. So is there an idea how to store this or how to bridge this gap?
Yeah, we're thinking about this. My colleague, Justin Agnon, this is actually how we met and at the conference in Ghana that I mentioned earlier, he presented an idea for a knowledge repository for African knowledge, or the Open African Repository, he calls it. And there the idea is to collect informal knowledge, as we say and brand it, anything that's not specifically scientific from a Western perspective. And I think that's very crucial, especially in terms of climate change and the destruction of, or the decline in biodiversity. It's very important to make this knowledge accessible for the sake of preserving some of the remaining species of plants and animals on this planet, but also to respect and learn about cultural diversity and to ensure that the knowledge is not being exploited as has happened in the past pretty much. So there's a lot of things to still consider, and it's not easily done to just make this accessible now. I mean, yes, we might have the technology, the technical means for that, but a lot of like discourse is needed to make this really a fair like transition and journey so that everybody can benefit from the outcomes.
And how is the outlook of this preprint server? Because you have to fund all this infrastructure and so on. Do you have a concrete outlook?
I think now with the website online and with having like a clear marketing tool at hand with the website, it's easier to approach more partners than those we already have. And we're very happy to have very interesting and strong partners on our sites already. And yeah, and this Africa Archive is for now focused on formal research. But to bridge the gap to what we discussed just before, I think eventually also with climate change and the environmental destruction and the future for science activities and the students' demonstrations nowadays. I think basically it's about time for all of us to get together and to find solutions in line with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. I'm losing track of the question that you just asked. Oh, fundraising and sustainability. So yeah, other than the Earth sustainability that we all strive for and also conduct research for, but to make the service sustainable, we want to now actively approach also potential donors and funders and find a way to make to implement this as a service, hopefully on the continent and with strong partners internationally, to keep this functional and make it like a beneficial tool for the global knowledge exchange that we all take part with and in and are interested in.
Thank you for the information and thank you for the nice project. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.